This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This weekend's Super Bowl pits two states that have legalized recreational marijuana against each other, Denver Broncos versus the Seattle Seahawks. And that spawned all sorts of drug-inspired nicknames. The Stoner Bowl, the Bud Bowl. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports it's a big opportunity for the pro-pot faction.
The Weed Bowl, the Bowl Bowl. On Facebook, Cheech and Chong have suggested the tagline, "Lots of hits, no penalties." The Super Bowl is the perfect opportunity to talk marijuana and marijuana laws. Greg Wagner is a marketing professor at the University of Denver.
You are dealing with, you know, two very likable, visible teams from, you know, the legalized states.
For groups that want more legal pot, he says, it's a chance they can't pass up.
Let's jump in there and be a part of the party.
A group called the Marijuana Policy Project spent $5,000 on pro-pot billboards near the stadium. Kevin Oliver is with the Washington State affiliate of NORML, which stands for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
Most people are just interested in the Super Doobie Bowl or whatever.
But he says he hopes that humor will turn into a bigger discussion about legalization and employee rights. Not anything the NFL is in the mood for. It declined comment. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.